This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
When the people of Venezuela first elected Chavez and then later Maduro, I think that's his name, they thought they were electing leaders that would give them free stuff. Now, I know that not all the people in Venezuela voted for those tyrants, but the majority did. And as a result, they're getting the collapse they deserve. And you might say, well, that's harsh. No one deserves mass starvation. No one deserves the suffering that's happening in Venezuela. And I tend to agree with you on that. It's not that they deserve it. It's that there is cause and effect. In other words, they created it. If you vote for tyrants, if you vote for socialism, if you vote for government confiscation from the productive members of society, you will create the result, an effect, of a collapsing society. Because once the productive members of society realize that there's no point in producing anymore, and the government just jumps in and takes over everything and then ruins it, then everybody suffers. So voting for socialists or communists causes mass suffering. Communism is something that has resulted in mass genocide, murder, suffering throughout modern human history. And Venezuela is proving that yet again. I mean, think about it. Venezuela just a decade ago was considered essentially a first world nation, very high education standards, and a very high percentage of the population well educated. And we're talking engineers and doctors, architects, attorneys, researchers, scientists, all the academic areas of study, plus business people, CEOs and oil executives and so on. And because they were producing, then the power-hungry socialist leaders, originally Chavez and then Maduro, again, if I have his name right, I apologize if I don't have it right, they want to seize the means of production so that they, the government, can confiscate that. So they came in and they just took over the factories, right? They just seized the factories. They seized the Kellogg's factory. And then it turns out that once you seize the Kellogg's factory and all the Kellogg's executives flee the country and go back to the United States, then the government doesn't know how to run the Kellogg's factory. And so guess what? There's no Kellogg's cereal getting made anymore. Well, they're trying to seize the toilet paper factory, the paper towel factory. Well, guess what? Then there's no toilet paper being made. They try to seize all the petroleum companies. And guess what? Government bureaucrats are inefficient, incompetent morons who don't know how to run anything, frankly, except to run it into the ground because they're socialists. And so, of course, their ability to produce petroleum in a petroleum-rich country has collapsed. So now we have mass starvation. It's so bad that people are eating their neighbor's pets. People are sneaking into the zoo at night to eat the zoo animals. Yeah, literally, it's that bad. It's crazy. It's insane. People are getting mugged and robbed at gunpoint all over the country. Massive roving gangs are holding up trucks from farms to confiscate their cabbages. The police are totally corrupt. It's all gang warfare now. It's all breaking down. Anybody who has the ability to leave Venezuela has already done so or is in the process of doing so. People are fleeing with their families, getting out of Venezuela, going anywhere else because now it's not just an economic collapse. It's also tyranny. So if you speak out against the leader, then you're thrown in prison because there is no free speech in that country. Kind of like what the left wants in America. This is... you look at Venezuela, that's the way Google wants to run a country. That's what leftists want, is absolute authoritarian control. And they throw all of their political enemies in prison and they seize all the means of production. They tax everybody into oblivion and they take over all the factories. And then the government, they redistribute everything according to who they think should have it. And of course, Venezuela is a gun control country, but then the current leader said that his supporters would be allowed to have guns, but not the political opposition. So he's actually encouraging open gun warfare on the streets of Venezuela, which is exactly what has happened. This is why you never give up your Second Amendment rights, by the way, because if you give up your guns, there will sooner or later be a tyrant who will use your disarmament against you. Someone will come along, some socialist, some left-leaning, you know, commie person, and they will weaponize government and they will steamroll the population. Never trust government. And you see, the Venezuelan people are finally learning this harsh lesson. Again, to get back with what I opened with, we talk about people get the government they deserve. Or in effect, people get the government that is a result of their votes. And in Venezuela, they kept voting for free handouts and they kept voting for socialism. And I've lived in South America, by the way. I lived there for 2 years. I had residency in Ecuador. And I've seen South American countries, and I know that South American people are very easy for left-wing socialist leaders to persuade and convince to support them. There's something about South American culture where people just love to have free stuff handed to them by corrupt governments. And this is why, look at Brazil right now. Look at Venezuela. Look at Central America, even. There's something, look at Mexico, for God's sake. You know, what a corrupt, almost a third world country at this point in many respects, because the gun control is taking away the guns from the citizens, the drug gangs are running the country, the pollution is out of control, it's a disaster, it's an environmental disaster at every level. This is what, there's something about like Central and South American populations that they want free stuff, so they keep voting for socialists. Now, to some extent, that's true in North America, too. You know, in California, it's the same thing. People want free stuff. They don't want to have to work for anything. And so they keep voting for socialists. And what do they get? Collapse. So I guess it's not exclusively a Central and South America thing. It's also part of North America as well. There's something about the culture of, I think it's people who live in climates that are too easy, frankly. You know, California is an easy climate. And in many ways, you know, places in Central and South America are easy climates. And I think it makes people, like the culture of planning and preparing for a hard winter and planning ahead, and the culture of working hard to survive the next winter, like that culture doesn't exist in areas with very nice climates because they can produce food year round. There's actually a great book on this by Jared Diamond who talks about this. I think he calls it The Collapse of Civilizations, something like that. It's a very interesting book, and it talks about this phenomenon, which is that cultures in easy climates tend to be poor planners. Like, you want a great example of poor planning, go to India and check out their traffic infrastructure, if you could even call it infrastructure. It's basically chaotic dirt roads with no traffic lights or stop signs and insane people driving vehicles at high speed, barely trying not to hit each other. That's a result of incredibly poor planning. That's India versus Japan, which has a more harsh climate, or, you know, Northern Europe, which has a more harsh climate. But in Japan, even, you have a very orderly society because they have to plan ahead. They have to be ready for the winter. They have to get through harsh, you know, earthquakes and snow in parts of Japan in the winter. The bottom line here is that any country where people get kind of lazy or feel privileged or entitled, and they keep voting for government to give them things for free because they don't want to have to work to earn those things themselves, any country like that will be headed for collapse, because there is no sustainable economy when all you're doing is voting politicians into office to hand out more and more stuff while the population becomes less and less inclined to engage in productive work or business innovation or investment and so on. And this is what's happened with Venezuela. Now the producers are gone. They've left the country. So the collapse is accelerating. And the people left behind, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, many of the people left behind are the ones who just wanted free stuff and were not the producers. I know there are exceptions to that. There are still some good people left behind who, you know, tried to earn money, but it got confiscated by the government and so on. There's a lot of victims in this, but there are also a lot of people in Venezuela who wanted free stuff, and they voted for free stuff. They voted for politicians to take away their liberties and take away their freedom and tell them how to live and hand them, you know, government benefits and so on, because that's socialism, and socialism doesn't work. It's a fraud. And so when you vote for fraud, i.e. if you vote for left-wing politicians and you vote for socialists, you vote for communists, you're voting for fraud, and eventually the fraud catches up with you and you end up living in the fraud that you created. And that is what's happening in Venezuela. You know, the people really, they have to take at least partial responsibility, partial blame for what they've created. The same as we have to in America. You know, America, this is why we're fighting so hard for liberty and freedom in America, because there's a huge number of Americans who are radical left-wing socialists, and they're trying to create the same kind of collapsed tyranny, you know, authoritarian rule in America as we now see in Venezuela. And we're trying to stop that. So join us in that effort to stop the authoritarian left-wing radicals from taking over America, because they will destroy it just like they've destroyed California, or at least the West Coast, and they've destroyed Chicago, and they've destroyed Washington, D.C. They want to utterly gut America and turn it into an authoritarian police state regime where they control everything and no one is allowed to produce anything without government permission, which is the same as Venezuela. And you're going to get a collapse. So keep all that in mind. Read my website, collapse.news. I've also got, of course, newstarget.com. Check them out. You'll learn a lot there. Check them every day, especially newstarget.com. We've got, I don't know, half a dozen articles a day, maybe more depending on the day. Quite a bit there. Check it out. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.